DeepEnglish.com.
Building Bridges, Active Speaking, Part B. Ethan has been accused of ruining the internet. He has even had death threats. What has Ethan been accused of ruining? Ethan has been accused of ruining the internet. What kind of threats has he had? He's had death threats. He is sorry for what he did, but he now believes the pop-up ad wasn't his biggest crime. Is he sorry for what he did? Yes, he's sorry for what he did. Does he believe the pop-up ad was his biggest crime? No, he doesn't believe the pop-up ad was his biggest crime. He thinks helping to create an internet where everything is free was far worse. Does he think helping to create an internet where everything is free was far better or far worse? He thinks helping to create an internet where everything is free was far worse. Of course, nothing on the internet is truly free. It's an attention economy. Are most things on the internet truly free? No, most things on the internet aren't truly free. Nothing on the internet is truly free. What kind of economy is it? It's an attention economy. We don't pay money for services like Gmail, Facebook, and YouTube, but we do pay with the attention that we give to ads. Do we pay money for services like Gmail, Facebook, and YouTube? No, we don't pay money for services like Gmail, Facebook, and YouTube. Is the attention we give to ads how we pay? Yes, the attention we give to ads is how we pay. In other words, when something online is free, you're not the customer, you're the product. When something online is free, are you the customer or the product? When something online is free, you're the product. Your attention is being sold to advertisers who want to sell products to you. What is being sold to advertisers? Your attention is being sold to advertisers. What do they want to sell to you? They want to sell products to you. We are drowning in a sea of advertisements that pester us with flashing ads, auto-playing videos, and pop-ups. What kind of sea are we drowning in? We are drowning in a sea of advertisements. Do the advertisements entertain us? No, the advertisements don't entertain us. The advertisements pester us. Do they pester us with flashing ads, auto-playing videos, and pop-ups? Yes, they pester us with flashing ads, auto-playing videos, and pop-ups. Ethan calls the current advertising-fueled internet bad, broken, and corrosive. Does Ethan call the current advertising-fueled internet bad, broken, and corrosive? Yes, Ethan calls the current advertising-fueled internet bad, broken, and corrosive. He believes without advertising, the internet would have soon crumbled. What does he believe would have happened to the internet without advertising? He believes the internet would have soon crumbled without advertising, and it would have been replaced by a new internet where people pay for what interests them. Would it have been replaced by a new internet? Yes, it would have been replaced by a new internet. Would it be an internet where people pay for what interests them? Yes, it would be an internet where people pay for what interests them. While it's easy to understand why Ethan created the pop-up, some crimes are harder to forgive. Is it easy to understand why Ethan created the pop-up? Yes, it's easy to understand why Ethan created the pop-up. Are some crimes harder to forgive? Yes, some crimes are harder to forgive. Hector Black once found himself in such a dilemma. Who once found himself in such a dilemma? Hector Black once found himself in such a dilemma. As a World War II veteran, Hector was familiar with man's inhumanity to his fellow man. Was Hector Black a World War II veteran? Yes, Hector Black was a World War II veteran. Was he familiar or unfamiliar with man's inhumanity to his fellow man? He was familiar with man's inhumanity to his fellow man. Yet he always saw the good in people and tried to do the right thing. Did he always see the good or the bad in people? He always saw the good in people. What did he always try to do? He always tried to do the right thing. In the 1960s, he became a civil rights activist. He moved to Atlanta to assist Martin Luther King in his quest for equality. What kind of activist did he become in the 1960s? He became a civil rights activist in the 1960s. Where did he move to? He moved to Atlanta. Did he move to Atlanta to assist Martin Luther King in his quest for equality? Yes, he moved to Atlanta to assist Martin Luther King in his quest for equality. Hector practiced what he preached and adopted a 9-year-old called Patricia Ann Knuckles. Was Hector practicing what he preached by adopting a 9-year-old called Patricia Ann Knuckles? Yes, Hector was practicing what he preached by adopting a 9-year-old called Patricia Ann Knuckles. Patricia was from a troubled background. What kind of background was Patricia from? Patricia was from a troubled background. Her mother was an alcoholic schizophrenic. In her new home, the shy little girl blossomed. What was wrong with her mother? Her mother was an alcoholic schizophrenic. Did the shy little girl blossom or fail in her new home? The shy little girl blossomed in her new home. Patricia graduated from college and decided to follow in her father's footsteps. She found a job helping people. When Patricia graduated from college, did she decide to follow in her father's footsteps or do something different? When Patricia graduated from college, she decided to follow in her father's footsteps. What kind of job did she find? She found a job helping people. One evening in 2001, a drug addict named Ivan Simpson broke into Patricia's house. Did a drug addict named Ivan Simpson break into Patricia's house one evening in 2001 or in 2010? A drug addict named Ivan Simpson broke into Patricia's house one evening in 2001. He overpowered her and then lectured her on how to prevent a burglary. Did he overpower her? Yes, he overpowered her. What did he lecture her on after he overpowered her? He lectured her on how to prevent a burglary after he overpowered her. In turn, Patricia told Ivan he needed help for his drug habit and made him some food. What did Patricia tell Ivan he needed help for? Patricia told Ivan he needed help for his drug habit. What did she make for him? She made him some food. Ivan reacted to the woman's kindness by killing her. How did Ivan react to the woman's kindness? Ivan reacted to the woman's kindness by killing her. Her father was devastated. How did her father feel? Her father was devastated. Hector explained, "I'd never been in favor of the death penalty, but I wanted that man to hurt the way he had hurt her." Had Hector ever been in favor of the death penalty? No, Hector had never been in favor of the death penalty. Did he want Ivan to hurt the way he had hurt his daughter? Yes, he wanted Ivan to hurt the way he had hurt his daughter.